Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Castle to Towson Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about evaluating your study habits. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. We've been together for over 2 months now, and I hope you're getting adjusted to college life. We're in the second half of the semester, and I think this is an appropriate time to begin evaluating how well your study habits are serving you. This goes beyond your time management plan and is much deeper than whether or not you're putting in the time. Evaluating your study habits is about determining the quality of the time you're putting in. Whether or not the way you are attempting to learn for a class is helping the content make sense and stick. Now, each person is different, and you may have to prepare and study differently for each course. However, I have some questions that you can ask yourself to evaluate how it's going that I'll share with you in a couple of minutes. I want you to think about what you're doing and if it makes sense for the way you learn, and what you need to know. One of the main things I've done is emphasize reading. Read, 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 I say. However, the way that you're reading can make a difference. I do want you to read, but sometimes you have to approach it very purposefully. When you read, are you retaining the information? After you put yourself in a space conducive to studying and you've removed all external distractions, are you really getting something from what you've read? If not, why not? Are you trying to read superficially, or are you reading with purpose? Do you read for comprehension, or are you reading just to get through the passage that was assigned? Are there words you don't understand in the text? What technique are you reusing to read, and how well is that technique working? Think about these things so that you can be honest about what you need to do to earn the highest GPA possible, particularly the target GPA you set for yourself weeks ago when we first met. So let's say this isn't about reading. Let's say you're working on assignments for a quantitative course. Again, after all external distractions have been removed, how are you doing? When you work on a problem, do you find yourself having to refer back to the text frequently because you have no idea what you're doing? Are you able to do the problems on homework and in class, but you can't seem to make sense of what's happening with an exam or test? All of these things are results of how you study. So I want to figure out and help you figure out, rather, a way to get past some of these things. Well, what are your issues? I don't know everyone out there who's listening, although I would love to meet you. So because I don't know you all, I can't speak to any one person in the broadcast because no one strategy will work for everyone. People have diagnosable learning issues, while other people may need a different strategy to help material stick. Either way, there are ways to resolve these things. I can say this. Ask yourself some questions to monitor and then evaluate your studying, and then you'll know what you're doing a little bit better. And I can give you these questions to get you started. Some of the things that you can ask yourself before you even begin an assignment or begin to read are, what is the instructor's goal in having me do this work? To what extent am I being systematic in the way that I study? Am I starting off my reading, for instance, looking at the boldface terms and then trying to make sure that I understand each of the terms that are bold in the section or chapter that I'm reading? Ask yourself, am I using all the resources and learning support available to me? What are the ways in which everything that I'm doing lends itself to my learning style? You can also ask some of these same questions about the overall course. What is the goal of this course? What are the things that I am supposed to know and know how to do at the conclusion of the course? Most course syllabi list student learning outcomes at the very beginning. So those are some of the things that you can use to identify where you want to focus your efforts. But in general, you can ask questions about where the course is going, whether or not you entertained or interested in the material and what you can do to get past that. Also, ask yourself questions about whether or not the class does or does not align with your particular learning style. Again, everyone is different, and some deliveries from different instructors are different as well. So you'll have to figure out if a course does align with your learning style, great, keep using it. If it does not align with the way that you learn best, what can you do to move past it? I have lots of questions like these and others that will be in my blog this week. So the goal here, or the takeaway rather, is for you to ask questions as you plan your studying and as you evaluate and monitor how well you're studying. None of this stuff happens on its own. Some of it is very, very intentional, and you have to ask yourself the right questions in order to get where you want to be, to make sure that you successfully accomplish all of your individual goals as far as the grades and your target GPA. You want to accomplish the goals of the course, and you want to accomplish the goals of each individual assignment as you move towards larger understanding. All of these things can be addressed in some of the questions that I will share again on the blog this week. So that's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or you can send me an email. My email address is dr.deidra, dr.deidra@tasseltotassel.com. As I mentioned earlier, you can check out my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions about how to evaluate your study habits. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when our topic will be King Summer Plans. Now, let's get college ready.